case number 10,734, Marie and Edwin Hallinan, southwest of Route 1, north of Sierra Avenue, being lot A68 within Sierra Mobile City Mobile Home Park, a variance from the separation requirement between units and a mobile home park.
Can you give your full name and address, please?
Edwin J. Hallinan, 4946 Vinewood Drive.
Okay, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you can go to the podium.
Good evening, sir.
Hello.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance this evening?
I'm asking for a variance of the county distance between buildings is 20 feet. I'm asking for a variance for a minimum of 15 feet.
Okay. This is for your shed and the porch? Between your shed and the porch?
I want to put on an addition.
I'm sorry?
I want to add an addition to the existing manufactured home.
Okay. You haven't added it? It hasn't been added on yet?
No, it's not on yet.
Okay. And then you need a 2-foot variance. A 20-foot. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, he also needs a 2-foot variance. It was not on the application, but it's advertised where it would cover. From the shed on J53 to his proposed addition, it's only 18 feet, and so it would need a 2-foot variance also for that.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Can I get clarification on that?
I'll show you.
They're
from the behind
back.
You, the shed. Here from J53 is only 18 feet to your proposed addition.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and it was missed at the time.
All right.
So it needs that variance also.
Mm-hmm. It also needs 2 feet from the other mobile.
18 feet from the shed on.
2-foot variance?
Yes, they need 2-foot variance.
And I assume there's also already a 2.2 or a
2-foot variance.
2.8-foot variance on the opposing side. Where it's 2.2 feet, doesn't have to be 5.
I'm trying to find it. From 66?
No. How far, what's his side setback requirement, 5 feet?
5 feet.
Okay, on the opposing side of the proposed
addition.
Oh,
that's pre-existing, non-conforming, sorry.
Okay.
Yes, that's.
Oil tank has been relocated?
No, everything right now sits as shown right here.
And whose shed is that? There's two sheds at the up that the.
The one that's marked 4.1 is my property, and the other one is the neighbor behind me.
So there would also need a variance between the neighbor's shed and his.
Well, they're pre-existing.
Okay.
They're the ones with the lines are non-conforming.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So they can stay if they want because they existed.
Oh, because this one says to be removed.
Well, that's what he must have told.
Gotcha.
At the counter.
Gotcha.
But it doesn't have to be.
But it doesn't have to be.
It's just
pre-existing. That's his choice.
You understand that?
My intention is to remove my existing shed in the back and to move the oil tank off the neighbor's property and to the back of the mobile.
Back of your mobile?
Yeah. And
okay.
Get it back on my lot where it's supposed to be.
All right. But again, you haven't done it yet.
I was waiting for this.
Okay. Thank you. To the back of your property. Okay. 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 Can you also, in your packet, address these the standards for the granting of the variance for the board, please?
As far as the uniqueness, the existing structures are not parallel, which would to conform to the 20-foot setback would make a bit of a strange-shaped construction project.
Okay.
My reasons for the variance in the first place are personal. My wife is has a limited mobility, and I'm just asking for an extra couple feet for to make that usable space along with her chair.
Okay.
Possibilities of development. It could be developed, but it would be a rather impractical size to fit the current code right now. It would end up being a 9-foot by 7-foot
right.
Structure, which would not be very practical or useful.
Okay.
I believe the variance would be necessary for me to, you know, make the addition reasonable, useful.
Mm-hmm.
That's necessary. The difficulty was not created by me. And the effects on the surroundings, at the very minimum, it would improve appearance. It's a 40-foot or a 40-year-old aluminum mobile home right now. The intent is to bring that up into more current building practice and make it a little more conforming with the rest of the area. It would not impair development for adjacent properties. My adjacent property to the west side is up on their property line. They can't come towards where I want to put the addition in. It wouldn't affect them. And as far as the back distances, that's pretty much a parallel line with the existing structure, so it wouldn't affect them in either way. Would it be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Actually, it would be improved, because at present time, what's not on the survey is there's a tree trunk between the two structures. which I intend to remove,
mm-hmm.
which would open up access for emergency and utility for anybody to get back between the buildings and the power lines and things. Because
okay.
right now it is inaccessible by any vehicle. Represents the least modification as possible. Yeah, I believe so. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, it is. Will the variance represent least modification? Yeah, and that's, I think it's the least modification I can get away with. Special use.
Nope, that's okay.
Well,
it's not a special, you're not requesting
special use. Sir, that is a variance, you've done yours.
Will exceptions substantially affect adversely?
Sir, you don't have to note.
Oh, okay, sorry.
After special use, you had the variances. Okay, so
gotcha.
You're okay there. All right, sir, you've addressed those. Now, okay, look at this thing again. 6.4. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
Are you tearing the old porch down, put an all-new porch in?
Yeah, the existing porch is...
Existing porch?
It's an aluminum overhang with a kind of tile concrete on the ground.
So you're taking all that and putting on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
How large is the existing awning?
The existing awning?
Or porch, whatever.
Well, the pad itself is 8 foot by 16. And it has an awning that sits on it, which is roughly 10 foot by 14.
So the proposed porch is actually creates less of a need for a variance than what you're already existing with?
No. The proposed structure is 12 foot wide, and the existing structure is approximately 8.
Okay, no, I was looking at the wrong thing. All right, thank you.
Okay.
12 by 52. Is that, that's not a porch, we're talking about an addition?
No, that's an addition, yes, that's an enclosure.
Okay, so we're talking about rooms and?
Yes.
Okay, you're only gonna have one kitchen?
Yes.
So that's gonna accommodate like additional bedroom or?
Yeah, and particularly to put in a larger bathroom.
Gotcha. Need the larger bathroom because your wife is in a wheelchair, is that correct?
Yes.
And I don't see provisions for handicap ramp. Would that further encroach?
No, that would be in the front. I didn't see a need to mark that as a variance.
So you'll meet the setback requirements for that ramp?
Yes.
Okay.
They only have to be 5 feet.
On the property line?
Front, side, and rear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that didn't fall into play as far as the variance was concerned.
No additional roofing or covering over that ramp or anything is needed. Okay. Right. No other questions, Mr. Chairman?
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards, at least to my satisfaction. I think the fact that most of the structures are non-conforming and the situation, given that his wife is in need of some space there because of her situation, further suggest that his request would meet the standards for granting variance. So I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,734.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,734. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.